imprisoned in a man's body. A transsexual named Beer, a 22-year-old beautician, was among dozens of transgender persons gathering at the Trans Female Association of Thailand to apply for free sex change surgery. More than 100 transgender people have applied for the surgery under the Sister's Hand Project. Funding limitations, however, mean that only 5 will be chosen. Beer hopes she will be one of them. She said she had felt she was a female since she was a small child, and undergoing the sex change operation would fulfill her dream of being a woman, both physically and mentally. She has already had a breast enlargement operation and is looking forward to the free sex change surgery. "I wish to see that thing between my legs disappear," she said. "I feel hurt every time I see it because it is not me." The project, which is sponsored by the Bri Cha Aesthetic Institute, Yan He Hospital, and Discovery Channel, is in its second year. Yolada Grukong, the association's president, said the association was founded 5 years ago to campaign to improve the life quality of transgender people in every possible aspect. Sister's Hand was launched last year and is the first project initiated by the private sector to provide free sex change surgery, said Ms. Yolada, who has herself undergone a sex change operation. The project is aimed at freeing transgender people from feelings of being imprisoned in a male's physical identity, she said. A transsexual named Radme, a 24-year-old tutor, underwent a sex change operation under the project last year. She said she was from a farming family and did not have enough money for the operation. "I used to cry almost every day because I was trapped in a man's body. I cry no more after undergoing the operation," she said.